COVID cases increased and hospitalization stayed about the same last week in Simcoe Muskoka, according to the August 18 update from the region's health unit. The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit confirmed 5 more deaths and 7 new hospitalizations since the last report on August 11. All 5 of the deaths occurred between July 28 and August 14. The people who died were Simcoe County residents, including 2 men and a woman over 79 years old, a woman between 65 and 79 years old, and a man between 45 and 64 years old. 3 of the fatal cases were outbreak-related. There are 20 area residents currently hospitalized because of COVID-19. Based on the latest health unit update, posted August 18, there were 443 new COVID cases confirmed in Simcoe Muskoka region since last week. There were 403 cases reported to the health unit during the week of August 7, which is 28% higher than the 316 cases reported during the week of July 31. Case counts are underestimated as testing is limited. There are 24 active outbreaks in the region, including 18 at institutional settings like hospitals or long-term care homes, and 6 at congregate settings like group homes and shelters. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 49,071 cases of COVID-19, with 47,934 of those cases recovered and 544 cases ending in death. Of the deaths reported by the health unit since March 2020, 463 were COVID-19 related, 72 deaths were not related to COVID-19 but the person tested positive, and for 9 of them, the cause of death is unknown or pending. To date, 86% of the population aged 5 years old and up are fully vaccinated with 2 or more doses, and 18% of the region's total population, including children, is unvaccinated. According to monitoring of the region's hospitals by the health unit, 61% of the region's ICU beds are full and 36% of the ventilator beds are occupied. Acute care occupancy is highest with 91% of the beds in the region currently full. Wastewater monitoring in Barrie, Orillia, Penetanguishene, and Midland shows COVID-19 virus DNA is present in each of the communities, but there's been no increase or decrease noted in the last week. Sampling from Collingwood indicates an increase in the COVID-19 virus DNA in the community. Anyone who has not yet received their COVID-19 vaccination or booster doses is encouraged to do so as soon as they are eligible. Information about eligibility and clinic locations is available at smdhu.org/getvaccinated.